You're listening to KNKX. Cities across Washington are facing big budget deficits as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In Tacoma, leaders are looking at a $40 million shortfall in the general fund, and more than 200 city employees have already been furloughed or laid off. KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick sat down with Mayor Victoria Woodards to talk about what else the city is doing to address the deficit.
I hate to say everything's on the table. I will say this. Our initial look at cuts has everything to do with contracts, and we're trying to stay away from cutting services. Staff thinks that we can get through this $40 million by just making some cuts in our contracts and in some of the projects that we haven't started yet. And then the other thing would be there's a hold on hiring all positions, any open position we had right now. So the goal is to make the cuts within the organization and not make cuts to any services, you know, if not first responders, not refuge, the things that citizens will see and feel. We're hoping that we're not having to make any of those cuts right now.
You said this may impact projects that haven't started yet. Any big things that folks might be aware of or know about that may have to be delayed?
Not at this time. They're still kind of pulling that list together, but I'd be more than happy to come back and talk about everything that's on the table.
I also wanted to ask, you were first elected to the city council a decade ago when we were in the middle of the last economic recession. Are there any lessons that you learned then that are relevant to you now as mayor?
Absolutely. But what I'll also say is the economic downturn and the decisions we had to make then are nothing like what we're going through now. Those were cuts that we could make over time and try to build back up. These are cuts that we have to make right now because we're feeling the pain right now. But I think the lessons I learned is that we can be really innovative in what we cut. Things like our furloughs as opposed to, you know, full layoffs. You know, that is something we have in the time of COVID. But I think just being really smart about what services are really important. Like I know we ended up cutting police and fire in that last budget cycle because we had to find ongoing savings, not just one-time savings. And we see from some of those decisions we made, what the outcome has been over the years.
So what were some of the things that you saw on the council during the last economic recession?
So there were a couple of things. We made cuts in our human services department. And so that meant less funding went out the door to our human services partners, to our nonprofit partners. And we saw the toll that took on their ability to deliver services to those who needed it the most. I would also say we took some big cuts in our public safety. We took some big cuts in our fire department and in our police department. And I think we saw, you know, we continue to have these conversations around getting back to pre-recession levels with both our police and fire departments. And that has weighed heavily in our ability to respond, whether that be, let me be very clear, we can respond to every 911 call, but we've not had the ability to respond to car break-ins or car prowls. There are a lot of things that we haven't been able to respond to in the way that we used to. You can still call, you can still file a report, but we don't send an officer out to every break-in. We can't send an officer out to every car accident when it's minor. So we've seen some of those direct effects of budget cuts. And we've been, I mean, all we talk about is how do we get back to where we were before the recession and then COVID, the COVID pandemic hits. And so I think we have to look at what effect some of those cuts had on us before as we start to make these cuts now.
Tacoma Mayor Victoria Woodards talking with KNKX's Kirsten Kendrick about the city's budget problems amid the COVID-19 pandemic. City departments are being asked to reduce costs by 15% in the upcoming budget cycle. Council members are also expected to put forward their proposals by mid-June.